This show is presented by ERN. Now, here's your host. It's time to talk business. Inc. Radio. Real stories, real solutions. Inc. Magazine has the knowledge and experience to help you grow your business and stay ahead of the competition. This is Inc. Radio. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, I'm proud to be a part of the Inc. Media family. That is the magazine, Inc. Magazine, on newsstands everywhere. The magazine for growing companies. That's the whole brand. Inc.com on the web, INC.com. You can find Inc. Radio that you're listening to right here, there. Podcasts, this is broadcast on national radio, but our podcast, because after it's broadcast, it has a second life. For the rest of its life and the rest of my life and beyond, it will be available for you to listen to at Inc.com. Just go to Inc. Radio. Our guest today, starting out, is an interesting character, a young man, and they have recently become one of Inc. 500's top numbers. They are number 40 on the Inc. 500. It is JM Bullion, and Michael Whitmire is on the line. He's the co-founder and CEO of JM Bullion. And JM Bullion, I want to find out what you guys do. I assume it has to do with precious metals. I always tell my producers, find me something good, find me something juicy, then just put me on the radio with them and let us go. So, Michael, welcome to the show. Tell us about JM Bullion.
Thank you. So, JM Bullion is an online retailer of precious metals. So, we basically sell gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, similar to how Amazon would sell anything. We have a selection of about 1,200 SKUs at the moment, and you can see live pricing on our website, add things to your cart, and check out. And we actually physically ship all of the goods to our customers.
Oh, so you're not like storing it for them. I did the whole, oh my gosh, back in the 90s when I was buying and selling a little silver, I thought silver was where it was at, where I paid for it, they kept it, but you guys actually ship it. That's interesting.
Yeah, so we do offer storage as well, but the bulk of our business is directly to the customer. Mm.
I see here on the crib notes they give me, 3-year growth of 5,907%, which landed you on the Inc. 500 list. By the way, for those who don't know, the Inc. 500 and the Inc. 5,000, we'll just say the 5,000 because that includes the 500, are the 5,000 fastest growing privately held companies in America. And you guys are number 40. You are a young man of what did I hear 26?
Yep.
So how does a young guy of 26 do billions of bullion? I have to assume because, you know, when you're selling gold and silver, the money adds up quick. How did you get into this?
So I was actually doing what's called affiliate marketing for one of our current competitors. So I was basically building websites that would rank in Google for people who searched like buy silver online, buy silver bars, those sorts of commercial type terms. When they landed on my website, I would basically send them to this retailer who would pay me commissions for any clients I sent their way.
Mm.
So that's how I learned about the space and started getting some traction. And I was doing this with a partner as well. And they ended that relationship and we were kind of left holding the bag with all these domains we had bought and websites we had built and all this traffic we had. So actually my partner convinced me that we should give retail a shot.
Wow. I mean, and this is when you're evidently 23 years old, because in the last 3 years, you've been killing it. Revenues of $661 million. Oh, my gosh, right? I mean, how does a young guy wrap his brain around that? I guess you just kept on wrapping your brain around it as it continued to evolve. But the maturing process must have been extremely painful. It's like growing pains. You know, when you're a kid, as I remember my mom, I was like, my legs hurt, Mom. Oh, you're just growing. Don't worry about it. You know, it's like, how do you prepare yourself for $661 million?
Yeah, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. We went through tremendous growing pains, especially the first few years. You know, I would say it was easier to go from like 300 million to 600 million than it was to go from, 100 to 300, because that was where we really had to start to build out an actual infrastructure and, you know, bring in more staff and kind of make it more of a real company. So yeah, it was, you know, especially the first few years were really, really, really difficult, but now it's set up pretty well.
Unbelievable. I want to hear how you did this. Okay. Because I always tell my kids, who are, one of them is older than you, by the way, I always say, you know, if he can do it, you can do it too. This is America. It's, anything is possible, right?
For sure. Yep.
Take a break. We're talking with Michael Whitmire. He is the co-founder and CEO of JM Bullion. And you can find him online at jmbullion.com. jmbullion.com. You're listening to Ink Radio. We'll be right back.
This show is presented in part by Benetrends Financial, getting funding for the life of your business. Visit Benetrends.com. We'll be right back.